Vocalist Veronica Swift is coming to Denver. She'll be appearing at the Newman Center on Friday, November 19th at 7:30. I had an opportunity to catch up with Veronica before she comes to town to talk about her new CD and what she's been up to. Veronica, some of the songs on your new CD, This Bitter Earth, bring up social ills that were apparent when the songs were written in the 40s and 60s, domestic violence, racism, and sexism. As an artist, do you feel it is important to speak up about these issues that are still prevalent in our society?
I can only speak about my personal approach. I really try to take the approach of, like, instead of taking a stance, you know, and being one of these warriors of society, I would much rather see if I can use my music to, it's still strong, but something that's more uniting in, if I can. That's what I was trying to achieve with my last record. I'm addressing these issues from different kinds of perspectives to create understanding as best I can. It's pretty difficult to do it successfully, I know, but remember John Lennon, he would do a song about pacifism and then he'd get a bunch of crap for it, and then he would go the other way and get a bunch of crap for it. There's just no winning with that kind of stuff. But, you know, if I can manage to do it without, I mean, it's always good to, like, ruffle a few feathers, right? But not to alienate your audience. Well-balanced show has all these things in it, escapism and reality checks.
Comes a temptation, I never resisted. Love is a danger, I'm willing to risk it. You are that danger, and danger is wow you. And so you better not come knocking on my door. I'll throw away the key. You better not.
On your new CD, you cover You're the Dangerous Type by one of my favorite wordsmiths, Bob Dorough. Did you know Bob?
Brilliant writer. Gosh, and so, I guess because of the way he sings, a lot of people, it's just not their cup of tea, but I'm telling you, man, like, his writing is brilliant. I grew up with Bob and Dave, Bob more so as a friend and his family. It was just an honor to call him Uncle Bob. You know, he would always give me songs for my age. You know, he's like, this would be perfect for you to sing, Ronnie. You're 12 years old. Sing this. Hidden gems of the jazz and bebop from, you know, the era of that kind of language, you know, and he had that. He and my father were good friends, and he always had a song for me to sing. I miss him very much.
We've been enjoying your new CD, This Bitter Earth, but there's one song in particular that gets the phone ringing when we play it, that Sing. Can you tell me more about it?
Well, it's actually, like, the best story of all the songs on this record because, I mean, I'm a rock and roller, and I grew up with rock and metal and cabaret and theater influences. And so when I found Dresden Dolls, I was 11 or 12, and that music got me through so much in middle school and high school with a lot of, you know, being an outcast and all that. And I felt like, you know, these are my people. So then years and years later, about maybe 3 years ago, I was in L.A. and I went to go hear a drag show. And this is about the time I was trying to conceive the song list for Bitter Earth. And I knew I wanted to start with This Bitter Earth. And I was like, I got to find the closer. And then I heard this drag queen do Sing and make it kind of more like, you know, sing it from the perspective of today, because that song was actually written a while ago. But then I was like, that's the one. That's the song. And so I came back to it and rearranged it, got Five Key to do some string parts, and then it's a funny story because it kicked off this whole slew of events of, like, you know, because I never thought I could ever put rock elements into my music and bring that side of who I am. And when I did, like you say, that's the one that gets all the attention and the feedback. And when I did, I actually, Brian Viglione of Dresden Dolls messaged me and was like, we love this, you know, I love this recording of yours. And it was like a dream come true having the actual drummer of that band, you know, like, reach out to me. And now we're, like, best of friends. He's probably going to play with me, you know. It just completely changed. Now I do rock music in my set. It's like I feel more myself now than I ever have because of that song.
Have you done any acting?
Oh, yes, yes. Not on the professional stage. I mean, just, you know, like, local productions, school productions and stuff like that. But it is, of course, one of my dreams to get to, like, professionally perform roles in musicals. Preferably musicals like Cabaret or Chicago or Thoroughly Modern Millie, because I also am a tap dancer, so those kind of roles would be really fitting. And I actually recorded a Millie song, Confessions record. I love theater. It's all about the story, you know?
Before the pandemic changed the world, you were a busy woman, touring 280 days out of the year. Did you spend some time reflecting on what direction you wanted your career to go once things picked back up?
I think what COVID did for me was allow me to like restructure everything and make sure that when if I am touring that much, make sure it's with the right setting, the right people, but also really just the right mission. Because I was just kind of, not that I wasn't autopiloting it before, but I was just so burnt out. I hadn't even begun my stride. So I was like, this needs to change. And so I changed a bunch of stuff about how everything was working. And I think I'm really happy with the way things are now. I'm going to move forward. Feeling connected to the fans, being on the road again, and the audience and other musicians, that's everything. I'm so glad to be out there doing it again. So when I come to the Newman Center, it's, first of all, I'm really excited to return to Denver. Colorado used to be like maybe once or twice a year I would come, and even just to spend some time because I have family there and so many friends from the Telluride days. And I'm excited to actually get to play my first official gig with Alex Heffron, who's a local. He's out in Boulder, wonderful guitar player. And then my band, we have Matisse Picard on keys. And we have Dylan Elise of Blood, Sweat, and Tears on drums. He's a force to be reckoned with, man. I'm so excited to play with him. I think Alex Claffey on bass, who is one of my dear friends, one of my brothers of many years, is also like kicking off my new production. So we have all the elements of the last couple records, as well as some like Matisse plays brilliant classical piano. And so we do a lot of classical and opera references in our show. And he does Chopin. I sing over top of it, and then we do some like funk and soul and rock and roll, and it's just gonna be a wild party. I'm excited to see Bob Montgomery there and his wife. They're old friends and mentor of mine, so I'm excited. It's gonna be a beautiful night.
Don't miss Veronica Swift, Friday, November 19th at 7:30 at the Newman Center. Get your tickets at newmancenterpresents.com.